With more, we're joined now by NPR's Ann Garrels. Ann, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning, and I understand you have even more details about the raid that took place late last night.
Well, I don't have so much details as I do a reaction from a young Army sergeant, a female, who's with the 4th Infantry Division. In fact, she doesn't have very many details, but she certainly is jubilant. She sent an email to Mom and her grandpa and back home, and I'm on that email list. And she said the following: "What a wonderful early Christmas present we got today. My fellow soldiers and I sat huddled around the television watching the press conference from Baghdad. Not since September 11th have I been so glued to the tube, although it's sad the news came from journalists as opposed to my own chain of command. That's military intelligence for you," she added. "The atmosphere here has suddenly lifted exponentially. We can hear the cheering and singing from Iraqi citizens over the walls of the compound. So far, so good. No retaliation. We're keeping our fingers crossed. Of course, we acknowledge our mission here is far from over. Saddam is only one man, and although he can no longer rain terror on the Iraqi people, he was not our lone enemy. Lately, the insurgents have been pouring in from Iran, Syria, and other nations that hold the same cause in their hearts. It will be a long time before Iraq is truly free. We are not sure what impact on our timeline Saddam's capture will have, but we eagerly await coming home. Love," and she signed off.
That's great. Well, we react to that for us, Anne. I mean, this is one woman's, one soldier's perspective from where she is. But as someone,
and she's up in the Sunni Triangle.
Absolutely. So what is your reaction to this and the idea that perhaps the insurgent effort will continue? And basically your reaction in general to the fact that Saddam Hussein has indeed been captured.
Well, of course, it is great news that he has been captured. But I think, as she said, it's not over yet. Clearly, you know, I think as we sat in Baghdad during the war and wondered, you know, as Saddam stayed in Baghdad and the American military approached the capital, you know, the question then was what was going to happen. I mean, clearly the Iraqis were going to be defeated in a strictly frontal military way, but you know, how would Saddam react and his supporters? And we now know exactly that they had planned for this. They knew they would be defeated, you know, by bombs and tanks, but they went underground and they were organized to some degree. In the early months, April, May, June, there were not that many attacks on American soldiers, but they increased, and clearly the Sunni opposition and whoever else have joined in with them have gained organization and strength. The attacks have been quite well coordinated and they have grown in number. It's not going to go away immediately, and I think it, you know, this is going to go on for some time. It's too early to say what effect his capture will have on the morale of those who are continuing to do the attacks. And we just don't know to what degree they, you know, Saddam really what remained important, or if his capture, you know, was just an inevitable step.
NPR's Ann Garrels. Ann, thank you very much, and thank you very much for sharing the email that you received from that young woman in
Iraq. Thank you.